When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A proven way of managing your finances is through properly setting up a bank account. But getting your account set up might be intimidating at first, especially considering all the processes and requirements you need to prepare. Today's episode partner, Union Bank Online, is the best companion to guide you through all that. It has made banking easier and more accessible with features like account opening, check deposit, money transfer, bills payment, load purchase, remittance, and much more. Opening an account via Union Bank Online is surprisingly simple. Just download the app, upload one valid ID, and take a selfie. Your account will be verified within 24 hours, and your ATM card will even be delivered to you. You'll be excited to find that UB Online's Goals feature lets you set up a weekly, monthly or quarterly savings plan that you can track to reach your future goals. And in partnership with InLife, UB Online also offers life and accident insurance plans easily accessible through the app to ensure you and your loved ones are protected. So download the app now, available through Play Store, App Store, or Huawei App Gallery. For more information, visit www.unionbankph.com.
Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 111 of The 80%. Today, we're going to talk about some of the most common misconceptions about savings and insurance. For example, parati kong naririnig, "Nako, saka na lang ako mag-iipon kapag malaki na ang sweldo ko." That line of thinking often prevents us from saving, and I'm going to give you the reasons why this mindset is wrong. Plus, I'm also going to share some practical tips on how to improve your personal finance. So, are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. Una kong narinig yung term na adulting back in 2017. And since then, sobrang dalas ko na siyang marinig, lalo na sa mga millennials at Gen Z. When people use adulting in conversations, usually the topic is either about relationships or about our topic for today, which is personal finance. Siyempre, napaka-importante talaga na matuto tayo kung paano i-manage ang pera natin. I grew up learning about money from my parents, later on from friends, but in this information age, sobrang dami ng financial tips and advice that we can get online, especially in social media. While it's definitely good that financial knowledge is now more accessible for everyone, it's important to nevertheless be critical and discern which ones are sound and reliable advice. In fact, this is our topic for today. I'm going to share with you four misconceptions about savings and insurance that you might have heard. I'll explain why they're wrong and give you practical tips on how to correct and overcome them. Misconception number one, I can survive without a budget. Na-experience mo na ba yung kakasweldo mo pa lang pero pag-check mo sa account mo after a week, ay parang halos ubos na ang pera mo. Madalas mangyari yan sa akin dati nung mga unang taon ko sa pagtatrabaho sa opisina. Lagi kong sinasabi at tinatanong, "Hala, saan napunta ang sweldo ko? Bakit ubos na kagad? Parang hindi ko man lang naramdaman." That's the problem if you don't monitor your cash flow. You'll always be second-guessing your finances. Sa umpisa, feeling mo okay lang na hindi ka nagbabudget. But for sure, there will come a time na magkukulang talaga ang sweldo mo dahil hindi ka nagmo-monitor ng mga gastos mo. I'm telling you now that the financial stress and anxiety of not knowing where your money is going is not worth it. So learn how to budget as early as you can. Having a budget will help you avoid unnecessary spending, and it will also be easier to find expenses that you can minimize or eliminate. Dati, medyo mahirap mag-track ng expenses kasi ang ginagawa ko noon, may notebook pa ako na dala parate para isulat yung mga gastos ko. Later on, I started using the Notepad app on my cellphone. Tapos nililipat ko siya sa Excel. But now, it's easier because there are now dedicated apps that can help you budget and monitor your money. For instance, with Union Bank Online, you have easy access to your money. You can pay your bills and do other transactions. So it will be easier to monitor your cash flow and track your expenses because it's just in one app. Furthermore, you can separate your savings from the spending budget within the app to easily track your available funds. This will help you avoid using your savings for unnecessary expenses. You can do all your bills payment on the app, so it's easier to see where your budget is going and how much more is left for you to spend on necessities. And of course, you can then adjust your spending based on what's left of your budget. Lastly, remember that budgeting is a process at hindi mo siya mapaperfect kaagad. Just try it and be familiar with your spending habits. Be kind and patient with yourself, and sooner or later, mapapansin mo, naging habit mo na ang mag-budget at hindi ka na nakaka-experience ng petsa de peligro. Misconception number 2, saving money is hard. When I have speaking engagements in universities, one of the first questions that I often get is, "Sir, paano ba mag-ipon?" If I'll be honest, tanong ko din yan dati noong nagtatrabaho ako, para kasing ang hirap talaga mag-save. Even if I make the effort to be smart with my spending, may araw talaga na bigla akong napapagastos nang wala sa plano. At ayun, wala na namang natira sa sweldo ko para sa savings. Later on, I realized that saving money is hard because I am making it hard for myself. Ang style ko kasi dati, pagdating ng sweldo, magtitipid ako sa gastos ko para by the end of the month, may matitirang pera para sa savings. Mahirap yun kasi that requires a lot of willpower and financial discipline. Pero may na-discover ako na mas okay na strategy that makes saving money easier, and that is to make it automatic. Mas popular itong strategy na ito as paying yourself first, kung saan pagdating ng sweldo mo, immediately take a portion of it and put it in your savings and then budget what's left for your expenses. In short, income minus savings is equal to expenses. Yan ang formula na fina-follow ko. This way, hindi ko na kailangang isipin na dapat may matira sa pera ko for my savings kasi ginawa ko na siya sa umpisa. So kahit maubos ang pera ko sa wallet at sa salary ATM ko, okay lang dahil nakapagtabi na ako ng pera for my savings nung simula pa lang. Moreover, maganda din na may savings goal tayo because this gives motivation to save and it helps you resist the temptation to spend unnecessarily. For example, gusto mong mag-ipon para makabili ng bagong cellphone. Kapag may bigla kang nakitang sale na damit sa mall, madali mong maiiwasan ang gumastos dahil itatanong mo lang sa sarili mo, Ano bang mas gusto ko? Bagong cellphone o bagong damit? Siyempre, mas gusto mo yung bagong cellphone dahil marami ka ng damit pero yung cellphone mo mabagal na at kailangan ng palitan. Moreover, saving money is also easy if you have the UB online app because it has a goals feature which lets you automatically save any amount weekly, monthly, or yearly. Plus, it provides motivation to save because you can see an estimated completion date and how close you are to reaching your savings goal. And of course, once you complete the goal, or even if your mind changes midway and you want to pull out the funds, you can easily withdraw the money. Lastly, remember that when it comes to saving money, any amount will do. What's important is you're setting aside a portion of your income as savings, especially for the purpose of creating your emergency fund. Save money, and someday, when there's a financial emergency, your money will save you. Misconception number 3. Insurance is expensive. Part of financial planning is risk management. Sayang kasi yung save ka ng save tapos isang accident or medical emergency lang ay ubos lahat ang ipon mo. That's why it's important to have health insurance and for breadwinners, dapat meron kang life insurance. Not only because it provides peace of mind, but it ensures that your family will not experience financial difficulties if ever something happens to you. To be honest, from my experience, na-appreciate naman ng mga tao ang benefits ng life insurance. They understand why it is important to have one. However, many give it less priority because they think it's expensive. Mahal daw kasi at hindi kasya sa budget. I also thought this way until I discovered that there are actually many types of insurance. At kung naghahanap ka ng pinakamurang insurance, get term insurance at magugulat ka kung gaano siya ka-affordable. Moreover, it's also a misconception that you only need to get one insurance policy. Kung ang kailangan mong coverage ay, for example, 5 million pesos, hindi naman kailangan na kumuha ka ng isang policy lang. Depending on your available budget, pwede siguro 1 million pesos coverage lang muna ang kunin mo. And then later on, when you have more cash flow, you can get an additional policy. Minsan nga may mga bank products katulad ng Union Bank Online Savings Plus na nagbibigay ng libreng life insurance. UB Online Savings Plus gives you free life insurance coverage of up to 3 times your savings average daily balance. That's free life insurance with no medical examination required. Moreover, on the app, you can also find the insurance marketplace where you can compare different life and accident insurance plans and get the one that suits your budget. Alam nyo ba, meron doon na for as low as 250 pesos, you and your loved ones can already get protected for 1 year. Again, having insurance is important. It's part of risk management when it comes to our personal finance. And it doesn't need to be expensive. The key is knowing what type of insurance you need and where to look. Misconception number 4. It's better to invest than to save. Madalas akong tinatanong kung saan ba maganda mag-invest. I'm a bit careful when answering this question because ang na-observe ko, most people who are looking for an investment don't even have savings. Para sa akin, kailangan mo munang matutong mag-save and then build an emergency fund before you invest. Because first of all, the habit of saving is the foundation of personal finance. Investing should be something you do when you already know how to save. In short, you need to learn how to walk first before you can learn how to run. Life is unpredictable and financial emergencies happen. That's why it's important to have savings as your emergency fund and life insurance for your family's financial protection. Huwag magmadali dahil mas okay at hindi na mahirap mag-invest kapag financially ready ka na. For instance, when you already have enough savings and are ready to invest, you don't have to go anywhere else because UB Online offers UITF investments. You can open a UITF investment account in any Union Bank branch and then enroll it in your UB Online app to make it easy and convenient to top up your investment anytime. So remember, investing is important, but you need to have savings first. Ang investments ay long-term. Dapat hindi ito ginagalaw basta-basta. Kapag may financial emergency ka, dapat may savings ka para yun ang gagamitin natin na panggastos at hindi yung pera na nasa investments. As I've said, learn how to walk first before you run. When talking about adulting, money is always part of the conversation. This is no surprise because money will always be part of our lives. That's why taking even the smallest steps in improving our finances today will definitely have a big impact on our future. So don't delay. Learn how to budget. Start saving now. Get financial protection and invest as soon as you can. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Shout out to Union Bank Online and thank you for being today's episode partner. If you haven't done so, then please click the follow button for the 80% at ishare mo na rin ang episode na to sa mga friends mo. Kung may tanong or financial concerns ka na gusto mong sagutin natin in an episode, you can contact me through our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.